Hello, I'm Warwick Ashford with a roundup of IT News highlights brought to you by Computer Weekly. First, a countdown of the past week's five most popular stories on computerweekly.com. At number five, British airline pilots slam British Airways over the opening of Heathrow's Terminal 5. At number four, RBS deploys software to cut debit card fraud and errors. At number three, Vista ignored as businesses wait for Windows 7. At number two, Heathrow's Terminal 5 hit by more baggage handling problems. And in top spot, Shell offers lessons on outsourcing contracts. And in that story, Shell's IT outsourcing deals, totaling about £2 billion that were signed last month, represent a break from the normal pattern of multi-source outsourcing deals. Shell signed three IT outsourcing deals last month with EDS, AT&T, and T-Systems. EDS will take over day-to-day management of the oil company's projects with AT&T and T-Systems. It will also take over responsibility for the risk of those projects as well as its own. But unlike traditional prime contractor relationships, the oil company will still retain overall control of the other suppliers and its IT strategy. Now for a look at some of the top news stories to be featured in the next edition of Computer Weekly magazine. Carl Flinders reports that the New York Stock Exchange, which trades shares in Europe, the US, and Asia, is using off-the-shelf technology to cut the time taken to access business-critical data on its network from as much as 26 hours to just over 2 minutes. The stock exchange, which runs the Paris exchange Euronext, has replaced an Oracle relational database with a data warehousing appliance from Netezza, allowing it to conduct rapid searches of 650 terabytes of data. So, Carl, why is this story interesting?
Well, it's interesting because stock exchanges are very complex IT environments, and then this is another example of a stock exchange benefiting from off-the-shelf technology. And I mean, it's adopting data warehousing, which is quite a heavy-duty appliance, but it's adopted an out-of-the-box system.
So what kind of data is this technology storing, monitoring, and making available?
Well, basically, it's storing the history of all trades made on the New York Stock Exchange's trading platforms, which cover three different exchanges. There's Euronext in Paris, there's Orca in Asia, which is an online trading exchange, and obviously there's New York Stock Exchange. And it gives information on what shares were traded, when they were traded, and the value they were traded, which is really important to its business because they sell this information to investment companies. And also when the regulators ask questions, they have to be able to find the information quickly. Or it costs a lot of money and putting a lot of people on the job to find the information.
Is this unusual to use off-the-shelf technology, or is this part of a trend?
It seems part of a trend with financial services companies these days. They've got 40-year-old legacy systems, some of the banks, and the exchanges have very complex in-house written software and technologies, and there seems to be a bit of a trend to move to more agile, off-the-shelf systems that they can replace easier and more cheaply.
Tony Collins reports that HM Revenue and Customs has suspended its main board after an external review highlighted leadership failings in the wake of its loss of CDs containing child benefit data on 25 million people. An interim panel of advisors from the private sector will help to oversee the department of 85,000 people, which keeps computer files on more than 30 million taxpayers. Rebecca Thompson reports that bosses at British Airways and BAA will be grilled by MPs over the technical problems at Heathrow's Terminal 5 after the Transport Select Committee announced an inquiry into the building's problematic opening. Just a few hours after the terminal opened on March 27th, the baggage system started experiencing problems. BA cancelled hundreds of flights as a mountain of lost luggage grew, and thousands of passengers had to leave without their bags. Rebecca, what's the aim of the inquiry?
Well, the MPs really want to find out exactly what went wrong at Terminal 5. There's been plenty of rumours and speculation as to what happened, but they really want to get some concrete answers, so they're getting the executives in, who are probably the only people who know exactly what the problems are or were, to get them to answer some questions about it all.
what sort of questions will the MPs be asking?
Well, they want to ascertain whether or not it was the IT that was at fault, or whether it was more sort of people-based processes, stuff like training the staff up properly, stuff like getting enough staff in to cover it all. I guess they'll be looking at sort of management issues at the top. They really just want to work out what went wrong, and I guess they'll be covering all the sort of speculative ideas that people have had over what happened.
So who is responsible for the IT at Terminal 5?
It's a mixture. BAA is responsible for a lot of the kind of core networks in the actual terminal building. So it was their baggage system. They designed it and they've used software by IBM and a Dutch company called Van der Landi. British Airways has a sort of really big presence there, obviously, but I think their systems are more to do with kind of dispatching aircraft and that kind of thing. It's more like airline systems. So they really work together really closely on all of this. But as I said, it's mainly BAA systems that I think that are up for questioning on this inquiry.
Also in the latest edition of Computer Weekly, Ian Grant reports that US research unveiled at RSA 2008 shows that although insider attacks on corporate information are highly predictable, nearly half of companies face losses because they ignore the warning signs. And Rebecca Thompson reports that the Department of Health is rolling out biometric technology to control the way it dispenses methadone to heroin addicts in prisons. You can find these stories and more IT-related news in the latest edition of Computer Weekly magazine or online at computerweekly.com.